Media app.
CBS News brief. South Korea's president stunned allies today with an announcement that he was imposing martial law. He then rescinded his decision. The BBC's Jae Kwon.
He's already pulled back the troops from the National Assembly. Now, the question is, what next?
The U.S. military has carried out a strike in self-defense against weapons systems in eastern Syria. Pentagon spokesman General Pat Ryder.
U.S. forces were threatened, and U.S. forces took action to eliminate that threat.
Donald Trump's choice for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth was back on Capitol Hill today meeting with senators. Nancy Cordes reports some are not swayed by the latest allegations.
They said that it really didn't come up in their conversations with him. There are, on the other hand, some Republican senators who want to learn more.
The Trump transition team has now signed an agreement with the Justice Department to begin background checks for nominees and staff. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A 3-month-old child died in a Marathon County hospital, and a 27-year-old man is in custody. Emergency responders received a medical call for a 3-month-old unresponsive child on November 20th in the town of Norrie. The baby was transported to the hospital, but despite all medical efforts, died after 2 days there. A 27-year-old man has been arrested on a charge of first-degree reckless homicide. He is being held on a $100,000 cash bond. His initial court appearance is scheduled for February 20th. A Dane County judge has struck down the Wisconsin Act 10 law, restoring collective bargaining rights for public workers across the state. Earlier this year, Judge Jacob Frost had ruled that parts of the law were unenforceable. Yesterday's ruling strikes down arguably the most crucial part of Act 10, which barred collective bargaining rights for public workers. Since then, Wisconsin has faced a worsening teacher shortage, especially because they receive worse benefits here than in other states. Today is Giving Tuesday. With more, here's Lisa Hale.
Touted as a global generosity movement, Giving Tuesday is the Tuesday after Thanksgiving and is a time when people are encouraged to make their holiday gifts to nonprofit organizations. Eric Sponholz with Literacy Green Bay says Giving Tuesday is a great way to wrap up the Thanksgiving holiday after the spending of Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and Cyber Monday.
Giving Tuesday is a good representation of the spirit, the philanthropy spirit of the community.
To learn more about how you can get involved in Giving Tuesday, check out civicmedia.us/giving.
The Marshfield Library is cutting back on hours after city budget cuts. The Everett Rail Marshfield Public Library will no longer be open on Sundays after the new year. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Is he ready to play? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers face the Lions Thursday night in Detroit, and perhaps the best offense in the league, Green Bay defensive back Jaire Alexander, has been back at practice after missing several games with a knee injury. So is he ready? Matt LaFleur.
When they tell me he's good to go, and obviously the player has a part in that, the confidence to go out there and perform when it all checks out. And I think as coaches, I mean, certainly we're not going to put somebody out there that we don't feel can go out there and get the job done.
College basketball, Wisconsin has moved up to now the 11th ranked team in the nation. Tonight they host the Michigan Wolverines. NBA, the Bucks in Detroit to take on the Pistons. Bobby Portis on what he thinks about the NBA Cup in-season tournament.
First and foremost, all the games are important, but I think it's a great thing for our league playing against a Detroit Pistons team. Probably haven't had something like this to play for. Going to be a great game. Both teams 3-0.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This Giving Tuesday, Civic Media invites you to make a difference. Help a neighbor, volunteer with a local organization, or support a Wisconsin nonprofit with a donation. Giving back starts right here, in your community. Learn how you can make an impact today. Visit civicmedia.us. Civic Media, proud to support Giving Tuesday and the spirit of giving throughout Wisconsin.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky tonight, flurries possible late, then snow showers tomorrow morning with the wind picking up, gusts higher than 30 miles an hour. Temps rise tonight to near 30 by midday tomorrow, then falling back to the 20s. Cold Thursday before warming towards the end of the week into the weekend.
It's 28 degrees right now.
Did you know that our Pet of the Week show on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR has helped over 100 animals find their forever homes by connecting with listeners? This is only made possible due to local area businesses, and we hope to help 100 more. Listen to 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR Pet of the Week on Thursdays at 9 AM and find that special friend you've been looking for, or learn how you can help with current needs. Made possible by sponsors like you who help keep this program running for all of the animals in this community.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
James Rundy.
I decided to throw off all my wild and crazy short film ways and make a straight up documentary about my uncle. He was one of the small time dairy farmers across the state that were kind of the backbone and why we got our state's name, America's Dairyland.
It was called The Last Milk. Have you ever milked a cow?
Oh, yeah.
I'm curious, but I'm scared to do it because I'm worried I might like it.
All right. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, will prices of things we eat be going up? We talk to Darren Von Ruden coming up tomorrow at 11:06. We'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Tuesday, December 3rd, 2024. I have your host, James J. Maloff, with you. In part two today at 4:30, we're going to catch up with our good friends from the South Oconee YMCA. We're able to do that thanks to our good people, good friends over at Tri-City Services. A big thank you and shout out to them. Right now in studio with us is Andrea Mora. She is with NAMI of Portage and Wood Counties. Andrea, it's always good to have you in studio, have you here with us. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me. We love coming and talking about all things NAMI, and it's just a really special thing when you have us come in, so thank you.
I've talked about this quite a bit, almost as long as I've been on the air, and the importance of mental health, and I feel like it's almost been as long as I've been talking about, wow, we've really come a long way with this topic and where we are in society now, where you and I are having this conversation with our adult voices. We're not whispering. We're not, you know, some of that. We're seeing so much more and more of this in society, but one of the things that I think that is important, the next step of that is, okay, well, now we got to look in the mirror, because it's especially here in the Midwest, we're really good at this. How are you doing? How is things going with you? And genuinely asking and wanting to care. But then we get asked that question, I'm fine. Like, you know, and we just keep moving and everything. Well, we're not fine, Andrea. We're not always fine. And it's important that we take that next step. And one of the things that I'm so thankful for is we have an organization like NAMI around to help with those things, to give people that, because it's something I've been talking. I've been having a lot of late nights with my mom and dad and my father in particular. And his generation is in a position of, I got these feelings, I got no idea how to express them. I got no idea what to do with them. If you've ever seen somebody in life that doesn't know how to hug, it's one of the most wonderful and tough things at the same time, because they're literally coming at you with their arms all over the place. It's where a lot of the generations are at. And there's so many people out there that do want help or do want to speak or reach out or whatever the case might be. But they just don't have the tools. There's no playbook for this. It's why an organization like NAMI comes so in hand, and why I wanted to start our conversation today, just kind of reminding people of what NAMI is.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. It is definitely, there's a generational thing going on there. But what NAMI is we are an organization that offers support, education, and advocacy for those living with mental illness as well as their families. NAMI was started by two moms, actually, down in Madison, Wisconsin, who had sons living with severe schizophrenia, and they needed support for their sons and also for themselves. And that's how NAMI came to be. And that's what we strive to do. The whole mission is exactly that, to support, educate, and advocate for those living with mental illness and their families.
One of the things that I think the organization has done so well is bringing attention to certain topics or subjects that people aren't always familiar with when it comes to mental health, not only getting us more comfortable with these things so that we can identify them or handle them our own selves or with our own people in our own lives, but I feel that it's also created a lot of empathy on these subjects and a lot more. Even if you don't know somebody, say, with schizophrenia or something, then maybe you understand it a little bit more through the organization and you have a little more empathy for it. I don't know if we have enough things in society that create empathy, that give us a chance to have it, create, or learn from it.
That's exactly right. And the statistic is 1 in 5 Americans lives with a diagnosed mental illness. And it's really important to point out that that is diagnosed. So there are people walking around that are struggling with mental illness that have never seen a doctor or been diagnosed. And the fact is that we have such an opportunity as a society to support each other, regardless of what we're struggling with. But mental illness is such an epidemic, and there really is a need for that empathy and for people to take a look outside themselves. And, you know, we're going through the holidays. You're sitting in a room with your family, and you can look around the table, and I bet you that at least one person sitting there is living with mental illness, whether they're vocal about it or not. And it's up to us to really help support those people. And that's what NAMI is all about, is giving those that need it a voice. And I am incredibly vocal. As you know, I've been here many times. Mm-hmm. And I will be that microphone, that giant speaker for those that need it, because I am able to talk about it myself. And not everyone is, but that's why we're here.
Well said. And I appreciate that loudness out of you, Andrea. I second that. I'm behind you with it. I'm beside you with it, like many are in our communities and around the world, really. And certainly here in America, where this has become a trend, if you will, around the rest of the world that they picked up on, much like blue jeans and some other thing, rock and roll and some other things. Mental health has become much more evident around the world. And just one little side note to this, because I don't know your story completely, Andrea, but you shared a lot with us. And I think that we have a similar past in some ways, where we've always had these feelings, but we weren't always able to be vocal about them.
Right.
We didn't always, whether it was we weren't comfortable or we just didn't know how to put in the words. And here we are now, where we're on the radio talking about this, right, where strangers out there listening to us, and we're not hesitating. We're talking right, openly. If we can do it, you can do it out there.
Exactly.
I feel confident saying that, and regardless of who is out there listening, that if you want help, if you could use help, please reach out. You could be just in the same spot where you are not only getting the help you need, but maybe even helping others.
Exactly. And not everybody has to be on the radio talking about it. A lot of it is advocating for yourself, and you have these things going on with you, and you spot the symptoms, you understand that something is happening, and it's very brave to take that first step and either go to one of our support groups or set an appointment with your doctor to talk about it or seek out a therapist or whatever that looks like for you. But it's important to just start talking, and you can talk as loud as you want, like we do, or you can talk as quiet as you need to, just so that you're heard. And however you come, you're accepted, and we're here to help you.
We're speaking with Andrea Mora of NAMI of Portage and Wood Counties, and she's not just here to say hi to the staff and everything, but also wanted to talk about something really cool going on with NAMI, and the beneficiaries of a CoAdvantage Credit Union's Giving Tuesday campaign. Can we talk about this a little bit, Andrea?
We absolutely can. We are incredibly fortunate to have been selected as this area's recipient of all of the funds that Giving Tuesday raises. And CoVantage Credit Union is doing a really marvelous thing where their CoVantage Cares Foundation will match every single dollar that is raised for us, dollar for dollar. And there is such a wonderful opportunity here for us to be able to continue the crucial work that we do. Everything that we offer through NAMI Portage and Wood Counties is completely free to the community. And we can't do what we do without the community's support. And when we're able to get these donations, it means the world to us. We run off of donations and grants that we apply for. That is our only income, so to speak, for our 501c3 nonprofit. And all that we do is all possible because of the support of people in our communities.
NAMI, for those that don't know, stands for National Alliance on Mental Illness. And that is alliance. That is aligning together. That is coming together. That is what so much of this is about. Not only our conversation and what NAMI is doing, but a great Giving Tuesday and so many of these other things we're talking about in the campaign that's going on. It is coming together and it is showing support. I've said many times, and I will continue to say that support and encouragement costs nothing, can mean everything.
Exactly.
In this case, we could use your dollars and cents, though. We definitely could.
We absolutely could use your dollars and cents. And I know sometimes it's hard to decide what's worthwhile in giving. And going back to that statistic of 1 in 5 Americans lives with a diagnosed mental illness, that speaks volumes, and that should tell you just how important it is to donate to organizations that help support that, because we all, basically, if you look at it as there is no health without mental health, and it would be no different than somebody that lives with diabetes and you donating to a diabetes foundation or a cancer foundation. Mental health is just as important as your physical health. And when you're able to help support us with our mission throughout the community, the amount of good that you're doing is just immeasurable.
We've talked about this before, and even when we first started getting together and talking about the subject of mental illness and health as well, is one of the things we really focused on was if you see somebody with a cast on their arm, you immediately feel empathetic. You want to sign the cast. You want to tell them, hey, how did that happen? You want to talk to them. When the cast is in your brain, you know, you don't see it. You don't notice it as well, but the empathy still needs to be there. And part of the work that's being done by NAMI is to help understanding of that more, and for the people that are going through it to understand it more as well. And you brought up earlier about being diagnosed even, or even getting more of a handle on it, even knowing what's going on upstairs, if you will, and all that. All that work doesn't happen without the community, without the funding, without the ability of people coming together, and especially on a Giving Tuesday. We'll get into the services that are involved, and part of the reason why we're looking to add to this and have you add to the campaign. But I do want to talk a little bit about Gift of Hope. Yes. This is a great event coming up. It's a night of a NAMI night of fundraising that is going on at the Rose House in Stevens Point coming up on December 10th.
Absolutely. So we decided that what a wonderful way for us to try to make as big of an impact as possible is to host a fundraising event during this incredible fundraiser. And the Giving Tuesday campaign, just a little side note, runs starting today through December 17th. So we chose to do this event right smack dab in the middle on December 10th. And it's really meant to bring the community together. We are selling tickets. They go on sale today. They're $25 a piece. What that gives you is it will allow you to support us as the proceeds of those tickets come right to us. But also, it's a fun night to get a little fancy and enjoy some hors d'oeuvres and listen to some amazing music by the Rosewood Trio and just come together and understand exactly what NAMI is. And you're going to get a really good insight into what we do and why it matters. We're going to be there having those conversations and sharing the stories and really letting you know why what you do for us makes such a huge impact.
When you have events like this, it gives the community a chance to show their support, have a good time. We don't have enough events that let us dress up a little bit, you know, act a little fancy. So that's really nice and all of that. But it's also a great opportunity. If you're listening to this, you've heard about NAMI, you want to be a part of it, but you're curious still, understandable. Everybody has it's very understandable how people want to give nowadays, but they have questions maybe. This is a great, perfect opportunity to come and ask those questions, find out more about what the work that NAMI is doing and how not only you can be a part of it, but how you may be even being able to be benefited by it.
Exactly.
There's so many layers to this topic, like mental health often has. NAMI is no different. There's so much to offer, so much to be able to quite bluntly take advantage of our community and use these resources and such. Side note, Rosewood Trio is amazing.
Have you heard of them?
Uh-huh. Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
they aren't they fantastic?
That's a
oh
get.
My gosh.
That's a get right there.
Yeah,
that's nice.
They unbelievable that they agreed. It came about really organically and it just kind of kept building. And Christopher Marion and I were talking and he said, I'm interested, but let me see if my vocalist is also interested. And then the vocalist was like, yes, I'm interested. Let's see if our bass player is interested. And it just, the way that it transpired was just one of those meant to be type of things. And they really are absolutely incredible.
Well, and these kind of things too, when they do something like that, they're showing the support towards what
yes.
you guys are doing, that they believe in the work you guys are doing. And that's a note also to all businesses out there when it comes to sponsoring events like this or being a part of things like this. If I can't reach your heart, I can reach your wallet. It is an incredible PR move. It is a marketing 101 to be able to attach yourself to a nonprofit and events like this and things that are popular in areas. Mental health is an issue in this area that we are approaching, we're talking about, and it's something that when events like this are going on, it is only going to help your business to be attached to them and showing that you support these things, these causes, as well as these nonprofits. The Gift of Hope and NAMI Night of Fundraising at the Rose House in Stevens Point, December 10th from 6:30 to 8:30. We'll tell you how you can get tickets and find out more in just a moment before we wrap up with Andrea. Do want to remind everybody about that, and we'll be certainly promoting it on our morning show and encouraging people to attend it. It's right around the corner, so we're going to make sure to do that.
Thank you.
And keep in mind, as Andrea mentioned as well, the CoAdvantage Credit Union's backing of the Giving Tuesday, that is going on December 3rd through the 17th. So keep that in mind, everybody, as well. As we're wrapping up, Andrea, if you don't mind, I wanted to talk a little bit about some of the resources, the things that are available through NAMI, and part of the reason why we're so encouraging people to give on this Giving Tuesday.
Absolutely. So we offer a wide variety of community resources that really allow us to support those that need us in the counties of Wood and Portage. And we offer free support groups. There are two different types of support groups. We have our family support group, which is meant to support those that have family members that live with mental illness. And we have our peer support groups, which are for those living with their own mental illness. There are peer support groups in Marshfield, Wisconsin Rapids, and Stevens Point monthly, and family support groups in Stevens Point and Wisconsin Rapids monthly. We also participate in community events. Wherever there's an opportunity to have a resource table, we're there. And those resources we give away, even those little giveaways that we do, all of that needs funds to purchase. And when we're out in the communities giving these out, we make a big impact. We make a lot of connections. It really allows us to touch the people that need us or want to get involved with us in volunteer capacity or what have you. We also offer educational classes. We offer many different ways that we support those in the community. For instance, we just sponsored the Point Girls basketball team with a fundraiser they were doing. And we use our funds basically to help any way we can throughout the community, whether it's helping other organizations that support mental health or mental illness or suicide prevention. We're using our funds for good, not evil.
Well said.
We're
well
your done. Friendly neighborhood mental health yes. advocates.
It's something, too, that has really grown in the time that NAMI has been around, in the short time NAMI has been around, really. And I'm curious, with some of those the newer things that have been brought on, is that from the community, seeing needs in the community or hearing from community members, no, we need a support group for this, or we need to separate these, or giving people more options of ways to attend or learn some of this stuff?
Yeah, so we actually started the Wisconsin Rapids and the Marshfield peer support groups because I was really loud. And I said, we had the Point peer support group for a really long time. And I said, I want to start one in Rapids. And so we made it happen. And then we said, why don't we do it in Marshfield? And we made that happen. And we really take a look at what the needs are. And we knew that in Wisconsin Rapids, there was a need for it. And we made it happen. And once a month, on the third Wednesday of the month, we are gathering together as a group and talking about mental illness. And it really is very much community focused. And what we feel the community needs is what we bring forth.
Yeah. One of the things I think that stands out when it comes to this, too, is how you yourself can be the person that really gets the ball rolling on this. And I know for a lot of people, whether it's, I don't know how to start this conversation, or once the conversation started and I'm listening, I don't know what to do. And so important to keep in mind that it's not necessarily something that you need to, you need to overthink. And that's coming from one of the world's biggest overthinkers. Listen. If you're listening and just listening, that goes so far and can be the beginning of this for so many. And that's something that's important, too, when it comes to not only some of these classes that are involved, like you mentioned, Andrea, but I did want to mention as well NAMI's Wisconsin Mental Health Chat. And
yes.
That's an important one, too, and a really cool class that you guys offer, I feel.
It is, and that is for grade school kids. And we come into the schools, and they read this really cute book called The Princess and the Fog, and it talks about the princess living with mental illness and how she's supported. And that is a really wonderful program. And speaking of the schools, we also have a Raise Your Voice Club, which is it's essentially student run. And SPASH has had it for about a year. It's being launched in two of the middle schools in Stevens Point. I would love to be able to bring it to Lincoln. So if you're listening and you're an advisor at Lincoln and would be interested in talking about bringing a Raise Your Voice Club to Lincoln High School, please reach out to me. I would love to have that conversation with you. The students absolutely need it.
I go there because where I began with some of our older generations and approaching this subject and not knowing necessarily a blueprint, a game plan on how to handle mental health or how to handle their own mental health or anything. They just didn't grow up with some of these things. And so many of them are reaching out and trying to learn. I think it's one of the bravest, coolest things I'll ever see in my life, and seeing my dad and so many of people like his ilk doing that. It goes the same way with our youth, where so many of them are having emotions. Look, just any everyday person going through puberty alone is a wild card.
Right.
You don't know what's going on. You don't know how that's going to go or anything. Then you add on all these other factors. And for kids to have that support, again, I go back to just listening, how far that can go.
Absolutely.
And how important that is. And maybe we raise generations not only comfortable talking about these things, but more aware of them and have a healthier society because of it. It's part of what all this work is about. We want to help individuals right now, certainly. But it's also about we plant trees not to see them grow, but for others to.
Right.
You know, it's a lot about that, too. And it's so cool that you guys see that and are approaching that the way that you are. And as we're kind of getting close to wrapping up here, Andrea, one of the other things I wanted to touch on is how people can get involved in this. We're certainly always looking for good volunteers, like any nonprofit out there. NAMI is certainly a big part of things, I imagine, is the volunteers. But are there other ways people can help out and be a part of things?
Absolutely. And just to kind of go off of that, we are the NAMI Portage and Wood County affiliate is strictly volunteer. Our entire board, our 12-person board, we're all volunteers. Everything that we do is on our own time with our own hearts, giving exactly what we have the capacity to give at that moment. And we are always looking for people to join us and help spread the awareness and the advocacy and work to end the stigma. We can't do it without volunteers. We can't do it without people in the community spreading that message as well. So anybody that's interested in getting involved, they can go ahead and shoot us over an email. I monitor our email inbox, and I will be absolutely happy to get back to you with any information that you may need.
When you are helping NAMI do the work they're doing, you're helping your community, you're helping your fellow neighbors, your strangers helping strangers, or family members helping family, or you know friends helping friends, all of the above. And it's not just mental health you're helping. You're helping your economy. You're helping your education system. You're helping your emergency services systems. You're helping all of these factors because mental health covers all of this.
Yep.
And as Andrea and I have talked about many times, when you approach mental health and you are working on this subject, it bleeds into so many other things in life. So you help an individual with this, they are able to, say, go into the workforce and work that much stronger or better. Or maybe they're able to do more with their kids, or their kids are able to do more, or any of the above. There is no downside to this. There is no negative. You're not going to hear side effects may include. There are none. Right. None. We're done with that. No side effects. This
right.
is nothing but a positive and nothing that only enhances our community and makes it stronger, not just on the mental health level, but on all these other levels as well. So we cannot encourage you enough to give and to be a part of things on this Giving Tuesday. Again, a reminder about this, the cool thing that CoAdvantage Credit Union is doing, Andrea, if we could remind everybody about that.
Yeah, so your donations made between today, December 3rd, and December 17th are matched dollar for dollar when you donate through the CoVantage Cares Foundation. We have a website, our QGive website, which I think James is going to share out.
Mm-hmm.
You can donate on there electronically. You can go to any CoVantage branch and make a donation just by telling them, please put this in the NAMI Portage and Wood County donation account, or CoVantage members can donate directly through their online banking.
However you got to do it, please give. We greatly appreciate that. That website Andrea mentioned, coadvantagecu.org. That's coadvantagecu.org. You can also type in coadvantagecu.org/givingtuesday, but coadvantagecu.org has gotten me there too. Got me there real quick.
Yeah, and if you find us on Facebook as well, we have the links and everything right on our Facebook page. So give us a like, give us a follow, and show us your support.
And be sure to share their posts on your pages. You never know who might see them that wouldn't otherwise.
That's exactly true. That's so true.
Especially with a topic like this, that we can be tend to be quiet about sometimes.
Yep.
And there is plenty of information for you at their website, NAMIPortageWoodCounties.org, NAMIPortageWoodCounties.org. Be sure to bookmark that page as well. And Andrea, we're looking forward to hanging out again real soon.
Thank you so much, James.
Thank you for the time and everything you're doing in the communities. Appreciate you and all the volunteers, all the team there at NAMI. We'll talk again real soon. And we'll be back with more Midday Magazine right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Thank you for listening to your local civic media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. If you've received a call that seems to be from the Wood County Sheriff's Department saying you have a warrant for failure to appear for jury duty, this is a scam. The people calling say they're from the sheriff's office, and the number they're calling from shows up on your phone as 715-421-8700. Yes, that is the primary phone number for the sheriff's department, but the people calling you are doing what is known as caller ID spoofing. They intentionally alter the information displayed on your caller ID to impersonate the sheriff's department. Do not provide any personal information to these callers. The sheriff's department is not making these calls. If you receive a call that seems off, hang up and call the sheriff's office directly. A recent Broadband Now report found that Wisconsin is one of the worst states in the country when it comes to broadband internet access. According to the findings, less than 80% of residents had access to broadband or high-speed internet, ranking the state 45th for access. State officials have been undertaking efforts to increase access, including hundreds of millions of dollars in funding for broadband infrastructure projects. Many of these projects are still in the construction phase and may not be completed for a couple of years. Gift cards are one of the most popular gifts around the holidays, but be careful when you're buying them. Wisconsin Consumer Protection Director Michelle Reinen says criminals have ways to take money out of those cards if you're not careful. Only buy gift cards directly from the retailer and inspect the cards before you buy them to see if safety features are still in place. And never use a gift card to pay someone over the phone. That's one of the favorite ways for criminals to take your money. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking for a binge-worthy new series, check out The Day of the Jackal. The show stars Eddie Redmayne, who plays the Jackal and can snipe from 2 miles away. You heard that right. The Jackal is pursued by British detective Bianca Pullman, played by Lashana Lynch. The show is reviewed incredibly well and has already been picked up for season two, with 2 or 3 episodes still to drop in season one. If there is any music that is synonymous with Christmas, it's the Nutcracker. If you're in the Madison area and looking for some good live entertainment and have never seen this show, I highly recommend it. The ballet with Sugar Plum Fairies and Waltzing Flowers first debuted December 18, 1892 in St. Petersburg, Russia, and still sells out all over the world 130 years later. You can see the Nutcracker December 13th through the 22nd at the Overture Center in Madison. Tickets are on sale now and will go fast. They start at just $25. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky tonight, flurries possible late, then some snow showers tomorrow with the wind picking up, gusts higher than 30 miles an hour. Temps rise tonight to near 30 by midday tomorrow, then falling back to the 20s. Cold Thursday before warming towards the end of the week into the weekend. It's 28 degrees right now.
Merry Christmas from your friends at Tri-City Services Heating and Cooling. We wish you the gift of faith and the blessing of hope and peace at Christmas and always. Our valued customers are the foundation of our success. From all our families to yours, we extend our best wishes for a happy holiday season and a new year of joy, peace, and prosperity. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from Tri-City Services Heating and Cooling.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome TV's Mike Toomey, who will discuss his 10th annual Christmas special in Southeast Wisconsin. Then Nightlight frequent flyer Frank Anderson joins the show to tell Christmas ghost stories.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Tuesday, December 3rd, 2024. I have your host, James J. Mailoff here. Welcoming into the studio, our good friend Jacob from the Southland County YMCA. We're able to hang out with Jacob today. Thanks to our good friends over at Tri-City Services. Send a special shout-out to them and a big thank you to them for sponsoring the segment. Jacob, how you been?
Oh, I've been doing great.
Good
to enjoying the colder weather.
Yeah, yeah. It gets into your system, and you get used to it after a little while and everything. And good to hear, man. Good to hear. I want to talk with you a little bit about the access that is available at our Wisconsin Rapids location. We'll get to that in a moment. But first, let's kick off things with some fun things going on at our Y and some of the programs like the Healthy Living Program, Jacob. I want to dive into a bit.
Yeah, 100%. For the Healthy Living Programs, most of our programs are going to be ran next year in January. So kicking things off, January 9th, we're going to have our Smart Start Weight Loss Program. And it's a program that I speak highly of, as we just got done doing our first session with it. We had a lot of success. We had a gentleman lose up to 15 pounds, as well as in a couple inches in his waist and hips. And more what we got out of it, though, was the confidence that was built within the members who participated in there, not only in the gym with working with a personal trainer, understanding how to use the equipment, but just in their daily lifestyle habits. I think it brought a lot of, I guess, knowledge to the plate for what they really wanted to know. And that Smart Start Weight Loss Program, if you are looking into losing weight or just understanding how to have some type of behavior change in your life, that's a program that I'd look into.
One of the when I was real little and my dad first got me into working out, and I'm like 7-8 years old or something, and I'm seeing him benching this huge amount, and I'm thinking I want to be able to do that one day. I want to bench like my dad does. And I remember my dad telling me something along the lines of, I can't guarantee you're going to be able to bench this, but I can guarantee that you're going to feel good doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something about that. Maybe you can't guarantee how many pounds a person might lose or how much muscle they may put on or how much they can bench any of these things. But I feel pretty confident saying you can guarantee that you're going to feel good doing all of this.
Yeah, 100%. The same way growing up. My dad was big into weightlifting, and he's the one who got me into everything. And saw him benching whatever he was benching at that time. And I was like, hey, dang, I want to do that. But the confidence was what I really took away from that.
And that's something that certainly there are plenty of people out there might be born with it or what have you. But most people out there that you see walking around feeling very confident, that was something they built. That was something mm-hmm. they built from the ground up. And this is part of how you can do that. And one of the really cool things about this is it doesn't matter what age you are. Yeah, you could do this at any age, young, old, really doesn't matter. It's not so much that you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Does the dog want to learn?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And that's a perfect segue into then our other programs of YMCA Strength. We have a strength program there that we previously just got done running as well. And again, we showed a lot of good results. But the cool thing was is that there was age groups from we had a middle age 40, 50. I don't know what you think middle age is, but like 40, 50 years old. And then on the older side of 60 years old. And they all saw a sense of progression, not only in the poundage, but also the confidence going into mm-hmm. the wellness center and being able to perform certain movements they didn't know they could do.
We have such a 24/7 kind of society now where I want this right now. I do this and I want to see the results right away. This is one of those topics where while physically things may take time, they take work, like most anything worth having in life, it takes a little work. I do think that you see a lot of these results almost immediately when it comes to mental health wise mm-hmm. or just in your confidence, as Jacob is touching on there. Those things you feel almost immediately as you're doing them, let alone afterwards. When you're feeling that burn and some of those things.
Yeah, 100%. Because for most people, it's not about the weight. But it is. It's that self the sense of confidence. It's the sense of that self-esteem growing. And yeah, it's a great overall holistic approach.
One of the things that can hold people back from these things, Jacob, sometimes is the idea of, okay, I want to do all this. I feel really good about it. Oh, wait, I got to do it around other people. Like that can mm-hmm. that can be a hesitant sometimes. So, you know, that's I think where you've seen a lot of people being more comfortable with some online things, maybe not about working out, but just certain stuff. But when it comes to this subject, this is another one that I wanted to approach with you because you're not alone in this and others are in the same boat as you are. When you do these things, that confidence you feel, it's a little bit like laughter. Yeah. It's contagious. It really does bleed into other mm-hmm. people.
It's that sense of community. And yeah. That's what we bring in within that Smart Start, our programs, like the Smart Start Wellness Program, the YMCA Strength. You're doing it with others, and you only grow off of each other. Like, we have our behavior change meetings every Friday within that weight loss program, and we sit down. We talk about environmental factors. We talk about social, physical, emotional. We break it down to spiritual level as well, and you're talking to everybody else. It's not me preaching up there or someone else preaching up there. It's you guys having a group discussion, understanding what's going on in your life and then how to pivot off of that based off of your own experiences.
And while we've touched on a handful of that, there's a lot of programs. There's a lot of different things out there at the Y. And most of these are, I wouldn't say tailor-made individually, but they are broken down to different groups or different people that what you might feel comfortable with or what you might need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everybody. There's a need for everything. So like the YMCA strength program for your strength building, as well as then learning technique. You have your Smart Start weight loss program where you're building a behavior change through weight loss. They'll have the lunch and learns and the mindful eating. We are continuing those into the new year with a new registered dietitian, Carrie Benda. Tiana took another position and moving on. Mm. Super happy for her. Yeah. But we're going to be able to bring that same quality of service within those lunch and learns and mindful eatings. And again, we're trying to accommodate for everybody, and we really look forward to having these programs offered to you. We even have Irish dancing.
It's awesome. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. That's very cool. I'm looking at that mm-hmm. one pretty hard. Like, oh, I've never learned that. That seems like it'd be a lot of fun. Yeah. And it's great exercise, too.
No doubt.
They move a lot in that dance. One of the cool things about this, too, Jacob, is, well, these things are certainly they want your dedication and your consistency. Routine is where a lot of this stems from and builds. Anybody who works out a little bit kind of knows how that is. There are days where you may not want to get out there and do it, but you do it and you feel better from it. Yeah. And you keep up with the routine. But these classes, these programs are not necessarily built to, we want you to attend every single one, but if you mm-hmm. can't, it's not the end of the road or anything like that.
No, and one of the things that they actually appreciated from these programs is that sense of accountability. Mm-hmm. Because there was a time where we didn't have so much attendance, and guess what? I reached out to everybody and was like, hey, where are we at? What do we need to do to make sure that we can accommodate you for that? And that goes a long way with accountability and keeping up with your fitness regimen, but also just your health and wellness in general. With the new year coming around, personal training as well as then online coaching are two things that we offer at the Y as services as well. And that's where they see that sense of commitment, but also the consistency behind it and actually see those results. So again, we're looking for, I guess, a jump start to your winter or to your new year. Look at the Y. I know we may seem like we're the YMCA, but we're moving forward with what we want to do within our programs, and we're really excited to see what we can produce for everybody.
You just set me up now, because that's where I wanted to go with it, with the programs beginning in the start of the new year. You know, New Year's resolutions don't mean what they used to, and they've kind of almost become more of a joke than anything. But what has stayed is people wanting to kick things off a new year and on a new foot. And the idea of being able to do that on a, again, going back to routine and how much our brains thrive and in routine and desire, need it so much. As much as we love a little entropy and a little chaos here and there, our brains really work well with routine, and you get on that in the first of the year, you feel that much more confident with it. So it is something to encourage, not only encourage, but also I think a great thing to look ahead for and plan for.
And we want everybody to look out for our January promotion as well with our membership. Look for that for about mid-December, but we always have see an uptick in membership as we're making the New Year's resolution too. But we're having these different promotions with our membership to help everybody get more into, get committed. Get back into the swing of things.
Yeah, definitely. We're speaking with Jacob. Jacob, I always mess up your last name, man. I'm so sorry. But your last name again.
Klackowitz.
Klackowitz. Thank you. Klackowitz. I'll get this down. You just got to keep coming back. But Jacob's with us today. And one of the things we also wanted to get into was Breakfast with the Grinch. You guys landed a great guest here. That is not an easy one to get. We've been trying to get the Grinch on midday and haven't been able to land it yet. He is going to be there Saturday, December 7th, coming right up around right around the corner at the Boys and Girls Club from 8 to 11.
Yep, and registration will close on Wednesday evening. So if you're still looking into it, you got a little bit of time. You got a little day and a half to get signed up for that. But yeah, we're very fortunate to have the Grinch come in and have breakfast with everybody.
And he won't be alone. Cindy Lou Who is going to be there as well. It's a pancake breakfast. There's going to be games, pictures, letters to Santa, cookie decorating, and the holiday spirit all involved in this. Not only a great opportunity to, you know, play these games, hang out with the Grinch and all that, but, you know, get that letter to Santa done. Let me tell you, kids, as somebody who did this way too often, you cut it to the last minute, he may not get it. You get these in there early. That's a great idea. That's a great part of it. This is an event is just $10 per YMCA and BGC member, $15 for non-members. Register at the Southwick County YMCA website at swcymca.org. That's swcymca.org. Be sure to be in on that one, everybody. And find out more and stop on by at 501 West Grand Avenue. You can't miss it. It's one of the more beautiful buildings you are going to see in all of Wisconsin Rapids, is that our YMCA. I know it's been there for a couple of years now. Still haven't gotten used to it. I go past it every day because my parents live over there, and it just never gets old to me, man. Just seeing that building alone is exciting. And one of the things I noticed, because I am a night owl, I am about all times of day and night. One of the things I noticed, Jacob, is people taking advantage of the 24-hour access at the Y. Mm-hmm. They're being using it more and more, at least in the last year I've seen that. Have you guys seen that at the Y?
Yeah, with that, so we did have port open for 24/7, and we've been seeing that being used very frequently. And we are now offering 24/7 over at the Wisconsin Y, our Wisconsin Rapids branch. And within that, we believe that with what we have at port, we can easily bring and transfer that all over at the Wisconsin Rapids Y. And we're really excited to have this offered, because we do still have upper wellness, lower wellness, as well as in the gyms available during those times. So we're really excited about having that 24/7 access be available. You go ahead.
Well, what are you mentioned a couple of the things. Are those the things that are available at night hours? Is there other things available as well in the Y?
Yeah.
Night things that are available. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The programs you mentioned are good.
So yeah.
Why don't we hit on those?
Okay, I got an idea. Yeah.
Okay.
Some of the things that are offered later in the evening are some of our group classes. Our group classes we have from 5:15 to about 6:30 time frame. Yeah. We offer TRX, as well as then various other group classes like kickboxing or Butts and Guts with Aaron, and some other, I guess, availability. But when you're more speaking on that 24/7 side, now you have access after that 8 p.m. time. won't have access to aquatics.
Yeah.
We all know that. Yeah. But looking forward to having that offered as the wellness centers up and down floor.
Well, and one of the cool things we've learned from our Y, too, over the years, even long before the new building and stuff, is if they see an opening and a need in the community, they're going to hit on it. They're going to, okay, hey, the community wants this. We're going to try to find a way to pull it off. So certainly reaching out to the Y, or if they see things that are needed, they're going to do. I think that's pretty cool, not only about the Y, but the way that the Y pays attention to the community. There's so many nonprofits or businesses in the world that kind of do their own thing. I respect so much that our community is filled with nonprofits that listen to the community and look for things that they need and they're looking for. It's part of the reason why not only we see a lot of influx there, but part of why, oh, I guess we need to open this thing up for 24/7. That's a positive right there. It shows that people are using the Y. People are needing the Y. It's a positive there too. When in the layers of this, along with, of course, having these programs available and giving the ability for people to be able to, you know, say you work a third shift or you work a second shift or something and you're not available during the day, giving these options for people later on at night, it leads to a better community.
Yeah, it allows for more accessibility. And with that, we want to be inclusive to everybody as well. Obviously, with the 24-hour access, there is an extra fee to that. When we talk about that, this will be starting January 1st, so it's right around the corner. So if you would like to talk about getting like a key fob for that 24/7 service, it's going to be an additional $5 per month, not individuals, so per unit of what you're offering there. It's a great deal when you're trying to think about 24-hour access. But just really be real with yourself, too, is like, am I going to use 24/7? Because that's a big deal too. Is like, hey, we are open wellness from 5 to 8 p.m. at night. So really take that in consideration. Like, am I going to work out at 8:30 to 10:30 at night? If that is what you're going to be doing, then by all means, we encourage you to use our facility at that time. We're excited about that.
Yeah, and just as a side note, I think that while we're talking about all these things and these programs and encouraging you to take advantage of them and attend them and sign up for them, one of the things to keep in mind is something that Jacob's talking about there is we have goals, and those are great. Those are important. They give us something to lead for, to build towards. But when we don't reach them, don't let that defeat you completely. Like, very few, if anybody, can really reach those goals on your first attempt or what have you. Mm-hmm. Keep striving and keep working at it, and you will reach those goals, whatever they might be. And including this, where it is, okay, I meant to get to the gym today and I wasn't able to. Well, you have this 24-hour access, you have more opportunity to be able to do things like that. These programs and the teachers, the instructors of them, none of them are there to do anything but support you and help you through your journey and getting to the place you want to get to.
100%.
When it comes to the types of people that we're looking at, let me double check here. Everybody we want to attend the Y, everybody we want to attend these different programs, how they fit you. And one of the coolest things, and that's hard for me to say, but that maybe the coolest thing the Y does, I think, is their membership for all program. Mm-hmm. And the ability of, if you're listening to this out there and you want to attend the Y, they will try to make it work. Whatever that case might be. Mm-hmm. We certainly want to keep the lights on at the Y. That's very, very important. But it's not just that. This is not a business. This is not a profit for business. This is a nonprofit. This is a business that is built to help the community and be a part of the community. Mm-hmm. And part of the way they do that is working with the community. And not everybody has the funds to be able to do things. So we encourage you to reach out to the Y. Call. Find out. Mm-hmm. Find out if they can work with you. Chances are they can.
And there's also certain scholarships out there within that income-based program that will help you be able to attend those different programs that we are offering. One that I forgot to mention is our new one, which is Tune It Up. Yeah. And Tune It Up is going to be done by our personal trainer, Desiree, and she's going to be working with some myofascial balls to break down and manipulate different ways that you can use that. But within that program, you get a set of your own, Tune It Up ball, is that what they call it. You get two of them, and she'll show you how to demonstrate how to manipulate them, how to use them to your advantage, and work the soft tissue in those areas. And again, it's going back to what can we offer and how can we offer this to you, because we do take in everybody's feedback. Any comments that are made, we take in consideration, but we just want to make sure that our facility is ran to what the community needs are at.
And, you know, to other individuals out there listening that you may be, well, I'm in good shape. I feel good about all these things. But this sounds really interesting. This sounds really enticing to you. We just had on before you our friends from NAMI and talking about mental health and everything. And it's a topic that we talk quite a bit about nowadays. Well, we're talking about body fitness a lot here, but the two are connected. And when you are taking care of the body, you're going to notice a lot of these things upstairs as well. You're going to feel a lot of this in your brain as well. So keeping that in mind also, that you, even if you are feeling in good shape and all of that, but you could use something, especially in the winter months where we know how we live in shacks. We're going from one shack to the next shack, just trying to keep from outside as much as possible. There is a big, beautiful facility sitting right there with whatever you're interested in. It's probably there waiting for you. You want to work out, you want to run, you want to maybe swim some laps, I want to take a program, you want to just be there. All of these things are waiting for you at your Y.
Yeah, and some of the tours that I've been doing at the YMCA, a lot of people are coming in and I ask them, what is your reason? What is your why? Mm. Why do you come and what do you value within the YMCA? Basically, what are you going to use it for? A lot of people are saying, well, I can't walk outside anymore.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
So we have that track there that everybody is very interested in using. And it is so important that we take in consideration of our mental health as well as then our physical health, because those two play hand in hand. It falls back even further to the seven dimensions of wellness. And what I've was taught and educated on at the University of Stevens Point is that each one of these, I think it's eight dimensions now, I think they transitioned to there, but it's taken in consideration of your environment, your physical, your spiritual, emotional, right? Everything that revolves around your body and your mind and your spirit affects one another. So if one starts to tinker down, say physical fitness, your mental health is going to tinker down a little bit. And that's why we promote it just as much as physical health. We promote mental health because they play hand in hand.
And you know, it's such a great note to make too, because there's oftentimes, again, especially in the winter months, where people might be, why am I feeling sluggish, or why am I feeling this, or what have you, and not really having a rhyme or reason why, and you don't need one. What you're feeling is valid. That's enough. And you take yourself over to the Y and see what we can do about it, see how we can help it and improve that for you. And as always, with all these different things we're talking about, I always like to encourage people as well, not only to reach out to the Y and find out about being a member, but volunteering as well. There's plenty of great ways for you to put back into your community. As we're on Giving Tuesday here talking with Jacob, one of the better ways you can do that is volunteering and being a part of things, whether it's at the Y or the Boys and Girls Club. They're always looking for good hands on deck and good volunteers out there.
Yeah, no doubt.
I encourage you to reach out to them about that. And I do want to remind everybody one more time, Jacob, about the healthy living programs that are kicking off in the new year.
Yeah, so just to run through them again real quick, like our Smart Start Wellness program, I speak very highly of that program and what it is able to do for people, not only in weight loss, but in their own behavior change and lifestyle change outside of it. So we do, again, we consider the seven dimensions of wellness. That is what it's based off of with those behavior change meetings. But that is going to be starting really soon, January 9th. It's a great way to kick off your health and wellness journey, especially if you're looking to do that within the new year. We have our YMCA strength program beginning at the start of February. That class is already filled up. I am looking forward to opening it up to a couple more attendees, but we have about three more spots left if I do open that up. Our Tune It Up is also starting February, February 1st. That's going to be a one-time class, but you get that set of tune-up balls with purchasing of that program or being involved with that. That Irish dance, it is a youth dance program. I just want to say that.
Oh, yeah,
okay, yeah. I just want to say
it's a good thing to know.
That is a youth Irish dance class. We're going to be doing an 8-week class up until St. Paddy's Day. We'll have a little concert at the end to showcase those skills that they learned with our instructor. But then lastly, Breakfast with the Grinch.
All right. Saturday, December 7th at the Boys and Girls Club from 8 to 11, join the Grinch and Cindy Lou Who for a pancake breakfast, games, pictures, letters to Santa, cookie dagger carating, and more. Find out more, sign up, register for this or a lot of the great things that are going on at the Y at swcymca.org, swcymca.org. Jacob, if people have follow-up questions and want to know more from you, is that the best way to get a hold of you? Go into the website?
Yeah, I can also share my number as well, and you can easily give me a call or an email. You can call me at 715-818-6015 or you can contact me through email.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Todd Allball.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as our old friend Pat Kreitlow of Up North News Radio and Trigby Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project, join us. Be here.
The Todd Allball Show, weekdays noon till 2. The Maggie Dawn Show.
We know what happened the last time Trump applied this ham-fisted tariff policy. He had to write a $12 billion check to farmers because he crushed so many of our agricultural exports and drove up the cost of single-family homes because the cost of lumber from places like Canada went way the frick up. Everything got more expensive.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS.